Radio, Channel 80. Good morning, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us right here for your Market Day Report. I'm Casey Mason. Here are some of the stories we're working on today. The deadline to submit proposals for the new USDA organic promotion has been extended to July 20th. The organization's Ag Marketing Service will accept alternative or partial proposals on new research and information for organic products. Now, all information will go towards creating an industry-funded program. New legislation looks to stop identical applications for EPA pesticide permits.
Okay.
The proposed bill, introduced by Senator Pat Roberts, will amend the Clean Water Act and seeks to clarify the regulations.
Have I seen the Titanfall collector statue, and is it cool? I have a Titanfall collector statue, but it looks like a big cardboard box. Because I never took it out of the shipping crate on account of they sent codes. For review purposes.
At a higher risk, it runs under cattle catching the disease.
So.
Now, one way to reduce the threat is to test bulls annually. So far,
this guy's riding a bike.
Have tested positive. Producers have taken preventative steps in quarantine their livestock.
I'm gonna go.
Well, he's known as American Biblical Health Coach.
That's
Jordan
me.
Rubin is one of America's
I'm known as America's Biblical Health Coach.
And respected natural health expert. Now, his healing power from his own body from Crohn's disease and many other illnesses led him to the mission to produce the world's healthiest food. Rubin, a New York Times best-selling author and organic farmer, joins us.
Double quarter pounder with cheese, as it turns out.
Hi, Casey. Thanks for having me.
We're very happy to have you on today. So, faced with death at only 19 years old, how did your faith help you in your journey back to health?
Yeah, my faith was everything. I often call it the spark of the flame that was ultimately my healing. And so the faith allowed me to continue going for 2 years, struggling in a prison that was my own body. And being a teenager, going down to 104 pounds in a wheelchair was devastating. But what helped me get well, the food that God created that ultimately...
That Titanfall Collector statue is fucking large. Like, that box is big.
It was the answer.
In a way that, like...
my recovery... but to fuel my passion.
I'm excited
to be contributing in a small
way. I didn't have a place to put that thing.
Feeding America with, as you mentioned, some of the world's healthiest foods, and excited to be doing that.
My goodness, that's incredible. Those before and after pictures we're airing right now for our viewers just to show the impact this has had on you. Now, how did this recovery make way for...
I was going to say, her audio sounded roomy like a television setup.
I tried 70 physicians, medical experts all around the world to no avail. And what really helped me were farm fresh foods in San Diego, California. And I learned from someone who told me that the same foods that have been consumed for thousands of years that are really absent from the marketplace today will get you well. I knew from my own recovery that I had to find a way to get these foods and beverages to others in case they're not readily available. At least they weren't back then. And so I had
now I'm selling a wicked energy drink.
20-year-old to one day raise and grow the world's healthiest foods. It took some time, but about 5 years ago, I began farming and raising livestock, and it's really been one of the most rewarding times of my life and experiences, and I have such appreciation for what it takes to create food, and there's not enough time to explain how broken I think our systems are today, but when you truly understand what it takes to produce what we call beyond organic food, being able to purchase it and find it, it's a bargain at any price.
It's incredible to hear your journey. So you talked about that was just a few years ago. What do you think really sets it apart?
And it's a bargain at any price.
Also.
You know,
here's my fake laugh.
For
all
multiple
right.
reasons, access to water via springs was really important. Large tracts of land. We farmed just under 5,000 acres. That was also a big one. And it's ideally located for many other reasons family-wise. But, you know, we didn't really understand much about the Midwest till we became a resident. And it's suited us very well. Our goal is to not only provide a positive impact for our 5,000 acres and the families that work for us, but to really really impact the local community in a big way. And we're doing some very unique things, implementing something called permaculture science and really focusing on diversity in both crops and livestock. And it's just beginning. So hopefully you'll check back in with us. But Beyond Organic Ranch is a happening place, and it's really going to have a major impact, I believe, in the local community and then beyond.
Hey, following up sounds wonderful with us. Now, you have said that good grass is important for a sustainable mixed agricultural operation.
I love good grass,
bro. Explain it to us. Why is that?
Well, first of all, diversity is the key. And you look at agriculture today, and everything has really gone to a monocrop program. And those who drive through the Midwest, they don't really see what I see. Unfortunately, when you look at sort of the monocrop corn and soy and cereal grains, et cetera, but when you allow the native grasses to come up, when you promote polyculture, we believe that certainly there's certain areas to grow strawberries, there's certain areas
more
to
polyamory.
Cereal rye, but we really want to focus on perennials, not only perennial trees, but perennial agriculture and crops on the ground. And it's interesting to note that the energy produced from a nut tree that you could get 500 harvests from can outperform every major index, every financial index on the planet. So if you will invest today in perennial agriculture, planting trees, and really in a way, livestock is perennial as well. When you look at replacing heifers and kids and female lambs,
yeah.
So it's really an exciting opportunity to, I believe, invest in the ultimate financial security on the planet. When I learned about livestock, when I learned about agriculture, it just amazed me what can be done, and it made me ask the question, why isn't everybody doing this? So I very much now have the heart of a farmer, and I hope that, as I said, we can contribute positively not only to providing people with food they can consume, but helping to educate what we're doing. From a suburb slicker to a farmer was not an easy transition, but I've loved every minute of it.
Wonderful. Now, you wrote the New York Times bestseller, The Maker's Diet. Let's talk about that book. Where can folks get that? And I'm sure it's something you're very proud of.
Absolutely.
No, I wrote it. It's terrible.
It's 11th year, and we are working on a new, updated, and expanded version. Maker's Diet is available online and wherever books are sold. And there's also dozens of other books that I've written that are available. And I've got a new book coming out this fall called Planet Heal Thyself, The Revolution of Regeneration in Body, Mind, and Planet.
Well, we look forward to that. We'll definitely have to do a follow-up with you. Dr. Jordan Rubin, New York Times bestselling author and organic farmer, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Meteorologist Natalie Noah has your forecast next.
It'd be great if they, like, hung up from that call and she was just like, what a bunch of shit. All right, anyway, let's get back to fucking corn prices.
CEO of National FFA. Join us every weekend for FFA Today, your number one source for all of the latest from the National FFA organization.
Trevor Solids from across the country, conversations with FFA members and advisors, news and more. FFA Today is your in-depth look at the nation's premier youth organization.
So tune in to FFA Today, Saturdays at 12.
I don't know what it was like where you live, but everyone used to just kind of make fun of the FFA kids. It's like, this fucking, hey, farmer boy. All that type of bullshit.
To set trade objectives and priorities. Farm Bureau Trade Specialist Veronica Nye.
Beyond Trade Permission Authority. The countries we negotiate with won't put their best offer on the table.
When I hear, agriculture or business stuff, it just, I like hearing it because it just makes me think about trading places. It just makes me think about the crop report and frozen concentrated orange juice.
Mexico and the U.S. has quadrupled since 1994. Mexico has imported over $2.3 billion worth of cheese since NAFTA was implemented. Agricultural trade between Canada and the U.S. has also nearly quadrupled since 1994.
Listen again here for more from the voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Hi, everybody. I'm Marlon Bowling, your host for Commodity Wrap.
Join Commodity Wrap.
Morning Commodity Wrap. 7:30 Central as we preview the day's trade ahead of the open outcry, and every evening at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, recapping the day's commodity price movements along with live interviews from the trading floor and respected analysts from all around the country. We're gathering the news and insights you need to stay ahead of the curve and protect your bottom line on Commodity Wrap on Rural Radio, your trusted market authority.
Rural Radio, Channel 80.
Welcome back to the Market Day Report. I'm meteorologist Natalie Owen. I hope your Thursday has been off to a great, great start. So let's get you caught up on this forecast trend. So as always, you can plan accordingly, getting outdoors. First things first, a look at the water vapor imagery, just to give you a bit of an idea where
it's just water vapor
pockets in the atmosphere versus a bit more moisture. And it's no surprise if you live across Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, you have been noticing some shower activity in the vicinity. And this will also be a key region today that we could see storms developing. And also watching the potential of some better precipitation chances out west, and we'll get you caught up on those forecast trends. First thing first, though, potential of storms today, and many of the same regions that we've been talking about much of this forecast week. It's from the same storm system that's been more or less just meandering throughout Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, and on the eastern regions of Wyoming and Colorado. So keeping in mind, as storms develop, they could become dangerous, and the storm system has already had a history. Ended up through the upper Midwest, surrounding the central Anti-Plains, and parts of the Midwest will continue to promote some precipitation. But Oklahoma, Texas, you're yet again in the clear. And if you live across the eastern half of the country, that pesky low pressure system has kept it a bit unsettled. But good news as well for those ag communities that have been lacking in precipitation. Now, as we focus on our forecast trends here, the satellite radar imagery a bit farther northward in Canada. A storm system approaching most of eastern Canada, and that will promote some additional clouds and showers. Prior conditions through the Canadian prairies, and then also some additional shower activity through the southern Canadian Rockies, and that will include southern British Columbia and parts of southern Alberta. So as we move forward in time, to go ahead and jump into your Friday, we'll watch that low pressure system just off the coastal Carolinas start to meander offshore, so that will provide some clearing for those regions. So
that storm front's going to mosey
level low across the west, merge into the Rockies, work with that storm system that's been anchored over much of the central U.S., continuing to spark off some additional precipitation from central and the southern regions of the desert south. So hopefully we'll see temperatures slightly cooler as well as these showers do pass. Then on Saturday, it's still going to remain likely that we'll see some shower activity throughout the Dakotas, Nebraska, but yet again, still mainly dry through Texas and Oklahoma, even though we are still seeing some of those water levels on those rivers staying high. Now, precipitation accumulation.
Stay high, baby.
In terms of where we're going to see the most accumulations, from Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and possibly southern Illinois, with up to about 1 to 3 inches. The East Coast, a half inch to an inch, and then a wide range of a half an inch to an inch through parts of the inner mountain west as well. So Friday early morning lows, be on the lookout for lots of 40s throughout much of the
Rockies. Yeah, a whole lot of 40s.
The central and southern plains. Also some potential 70s throughout the desert south and our friends in Florida. Make sure you keep it here on the Market Day Report. We'll have a look at the market after this.
For more than 150 years, CME Group has been built with your confidence. Without it, we simply wouldn't be in business. Today, we continue to work on new and better ways to protect you and grow your confidence in the markets. After all, it's our vigilance that brings you the peace of mind you need today and in the future. CME Group. Advance with confidence.
At no point did you say what that company does. You said the markets, so...
Stern, inviting you to join me every Saturday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the Saturday Night Polka Party
with yours truly.
And by the way, they repeat that same show every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Fuck!
It's every Saturday night. Again, on Sunday morning, it's the Saturday Night Polka Party. Yours truly, Jimmy Stern, only on Channel 80.
Rural Radio Channel 80.
This segment is brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer.
All right, we're back. back with you on the Market Day Report, and we are going to take a look at the latest USDA numbers that came out this morning in the form of our export sales report. And we have quite a few numbers that
actually take a look at. Clarence Beeks with us here to analyze the numbers.
7:30 Central Daylight Time this morning. Let's review, shall we? Let's go ahead and take a look, first of all, at what they had for the corn number. This time around, it was 410,100 metric tons. That was below the range of estimates by the trade. They were looking for something between 550,000 and perhaps a million, so that was a bit of a disappointment to the trade. Soybeans, however, came in there right in the upper end of the range of estimates at 477,300 metric tons, and we had the wheat at 343,700 metric tons, so that was about smack dab in the middle of what the trade had actually been expecting. And we also have more numbers for you that we can graze through
14,
here. In the grain
sorter,
we had a total of 24,500 metric tons. Now, all of that was in this coming, or this current marketing year. There wasn't anything sold for next year yet. Barley, hardly anything moved. In fact, we only had a cancellation, or a, excuse me, 100 tons for next year. But the rice is actually a pretty significant number.
The rice.
We're looking at 57,200 metric tons for this marketing year, or excuse me, the total between this marketing year and next. And that consists of 34,000 tons just for this year alone, and 23 for next year for the 2015 and 2016 marketing season. So good movement on the rice.
Yep, this particular good movement week. With the rice.
And we have additional information for you as well that will be coming up here. Upland cotton, 160,200 running bales on the Upland category. Now, that does consist of 53,600 for the next marketing year. And even the Pima cotton registered about 1,200 running bales, not a whole lot for this current marketing year. Now, let's dive into our futures here and see just what is going on. Of course, we've been tracking as well the value of the U.S. dollar, and that has been dropping like a rock this week. That's helping the grain trade. July corn is 3 3/4 higher at 3.62 3/4. December is now 3 3/4 higher at 3.80 1/2. And let's take a look at the soybean trade while we're here. We have the July soybeans up 8 3/4 now at 9.44. That's 12 cents now off of our earlier low and pretty close to the high. We're within a penny of our high of the day at this point. November soybeans now 7 higher at 9.22. Also, just 2 ticks off of the high of the day. Farmer sales remain light in the U.S. and Brazil is finding it hard to keep up with the export case down there. And don't forget that we still have that freeze damage in the northern Dakotas as well, where we had almost 40% of the crop out of the ground when that freeze event occurred over the weekend. On the wheat trade in Chicago, first of all, we have July now 9 1/4 higher at 5.20 even. We have September up 9 3/4. In Kansas City wheat, we have July currently 8 1/4 higher at 5.37.
I put all my money into Kansas City wheat.
We backed off about 2.5 cents from our high of the session, but wow, way off of our low by over 13 cents now. On the Minneapolis spring wheat market, of course, that's where all the cold snap took place, and that could impact some of the wheat in the northern plains and maybe even in the Canadian.
I just realized I have no idea what any of this means. Or I mean, I guess they're trading futures.
That's
so it's like
US dollar index we've been talking
they're
about,
betting against the results
been,
of
dropping significantly here
actual
over,
crops, I
the
think.
Past several days.
But and, I don't know what that money, like, what are they investing
last
in?
Last was about 95.47, so it's down again. Looks like it's down about 40 points, but actually it looks like it may be stabilizing just a little bit. We'll have to keep checking that as time goes on. Quick peek at the cotton market before we head into the break. And on the cotton, we're having a better day. We have 55 points to the upside in July.
Okay,
we have
yeah.
new crop December currently up 32 points.
Uh-huh.
It's at 65.60 on the day. We'll pause for just a break in the action as we get set to take a look at your livestock
yes,
market activity.
The action.
All coming up next.
Let's have a break because there's too much action.
Thursday on AgriTalk, we'll continue our coverage of World Pork Expo from the Iowa State
World Pork Expo!
We'll talk about the antibiotic issue.
What am I doing? That I'm not a fucking World Pork
US,
Expo.
And much more. Be sure to join the conversation on AgriTalk.
Yes! Join the conversation!
On Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Hey
folks, it's Flint Rasmussen from Outside the Barrel, and this week on The Big Show, rodeo and PBR announcer Andy Seiler joins me, along with PBR beat writer and hockey fan Justin Felisco. And I will, as usual, set the world straight on many important topics. It's all on Outside the Barrel with Flint
Rasmussen. I'm a loose cannon.
Friday at 5 Eastern, 3 in the mountains, and again Sunday at 1 Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio Sirius XM 80. Rural Radio, Channel 80.
Well, we're back with you on Market Day Report. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday. I'm Marlon Bowling, and time to talk a little livestock. And they were not left out of the export sales numbers this morning. We'll take a look at how it impacted the beef and pork exports. Well, the beef number this time around came out at 12,000 metric tons for the weekly export sales. That includes 11,700 for this year and a paltry 300 for next year. Pork didn't show any for 2016, but for this year they did register 12,400. So they actually outperformed the beef exports, at least for the sales, for this current marketing year. So let's put everything together and take a look at our futures trade here so far.
We're doomed. All right.
To the live cattle futures right off the bat, where we have June now trading just a nickel higher. It's been on both sides of unchanged here today. We're trading at 152.55 at the present time. We have the August contract now 22 higher at 150.85. October is now up 9 cents on the day at 152.52. Asking prices have been staying about the same. Now, from what I've been hearing, analysts have been telling me that the show lists are a little smaller this week, and the Packers appear to be fairly short bought heading
into
the weekend.
We had a bet. So $1.
Come together yet, and there's really not much to even consider when it comes to that cash cattle market yet. Let's go to the feeder cattle futures and see how they're doing. Now,
yes,
they are trending lower here so far today. Currently, we have the August contract at 221.45, and that would be down 45 cents on the day. You can tell, for those of you viewing at home, we had a high there of 222.25. So we have lost about 80 cents from our earlier high when we were actually about a half a dollar higher there for a little bit. September feeders currently at 220.22.
I saw September feeders. They played
high, and
the
now we're down
drop,
36
the Trocadero.
Compared to yesterday's close, we have October down 36 at 218.92. Now, part of the problem here is that beef cow value that we've been watching, and it has had, I think, 5 days in a row on the choice cuts to the downside. So now here, the latest is that we had from USDA yesterday, they were down another $2.31. And we had the select cuts yesterday going down at $1.55. That puts the average price there at $239.80. It did narrow up that spread just a little bit, but it still seems to be hanging in there around that $10 level, the spread between the higher price and the lower price cuts out there. Now let's move on to the pork market and see how the lean hogs are doing. On the futures trade this morning, we have the June contract now 93 lower at 82.62. We have had consolidation type trading for quite a while now, and they have been kind of scraping the bottom of that trading channel there. July lean hogs currently down $1.57 at 80.88. The August contract at 79.90 is currently down $1.60 on the day, and you even have October down $1.15. So it
not
looks
October.
Like we have backed off about 30 cents or so in that July contract on the lean hogs, but we've had a relatively a moderate trading range. Right now, I'd call it about $1.50 for the trading range there so far. Now, as we move on to what happened in the cash hog trade yesterday, out in the Midwest, well, we had the Western Corn Belt checking in with an average price of 80.10. That was a little weaker on the day. They were down 25 cents. And the Eastern Corn Belt, how about that? We finally heard from them. It's Thursday. Typically, we do finally get enough for a trend on a Thursday. We had an average price of 77.82. That's a pretty good discount to the other regions, though. They were down 83 cents. Now, the Iowa-Minnesota region showed an average price of 80.11, so it's kind of keeping pace with that Western Corn Belt market. It was down 28 cents on the day. The national average calculated up to 79.13 yesterday. And let's take a look at those pork carcass cutout values yesterday. They were down 85 cents at 86.52. Kind of a mixed bag on all the products out there. We have the loin market actually just a tad higher. The bellies actually gained almost a dollar on the day, and they had an average price quoted at 93.92. So that's a wrap of what's going on in your crop markets and also your livestock trade. Time to head back to the Roy Rogers studio with more from Casey.
That's right. Welcome back to the Roy Rogers studio. We're live.
Oh, thank God we're back in the Roy Rogers studio.
With Raquel Aurelia. She's joining us here today to sing another song for us. Third one this morning. So that's a great treat for our viewers. This time you're singing what's called Shattered.
Yes.
All right. Great. Well, I will let you guys take it away. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Panda. up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be
Serato, MP3s, Pro Tools, and all that. The catalog was analog. I'm Grandmaster Caz, and this is Backspin on Sirius XM. Well, excuse me, take a few minutes to mellow out. Big Daddy Kane is on the mic, and I'ma tell about a minute.
iPod, which I think is probably still playing. Yeah. It's just plain Easy E.
Yo, Trey was a goddamn drum machine.
Oh, shit.
Cruising down the street.
Hey, yellow.
Only if you want it. Yes, I really want it. Only if you want it. Yes, I really want it. Only if you want it. Yes, I really want it. Only if you want it. Yes, I really want it.
Can I get an eye open up?
Shuffle everything. There we go. Music on the sidebar.
scream, she laughed on my life.
Are you having good?
No. Songs just kind of aren't working.
Brothers out there.
This one goes out to the ninja. This big dance is carnival.
By Sam. Wishing you welcome to the sound effects available on Audio Fidelity Stereo Disc.
Chris Rock presents Real People of Ignorance.
Real people of ignorance.
Today we salute you, Miss Girl with a tattoo on your
Girl pussy. With a tattoo on your pussy.
You're so ignorant that much like the nigger who puts spinning rims on a Bentley, you don't understand that the pussy doesn't need help.
The pussy works on its own.
And though you claim to have ambitions of earning your PhD, that tattoo on your pussy says you're headed straight for the pole.
Making those ass cheeks clap.
It started so innocently with a butterfly on your shoulder. And then you graduated to some Sanskrit above your ass.
What's that shit
and
say?
Now you've got an eagle on your pussy. Nobody has to ask if you're going to the after party. You are the after party. So here's to you, Miss Girl with a tattoo on your pussy.
Please get
because
that
you're one
your
ignorant bitch.
I saw his wino, he was eating grapes. He's like, dude, you have to wait.
I like to drink red wine. This girl says, doesn't red wine give you a headache? Yeah, eventually. But the first and the middle part are amazing. I'm not gonna stop doing something because of what happens at the end. Bitch, do you want an apple? No, eventually it'll be a core. I went to the store, bought 8 apples. The clerk said, do you want me to put them in a bag? I said, oh no, man, I juggle. But I can only juggle 8. If I'm ever here buying 9 apples, fucking bang them up. I saw a guy juggling chainsaws. It was cool, but unless something needed to be sawed down, then it's just annoying. I said, come on, Rick, can we use one? Track number 5 will not be chainsaw juggling. It will be this one.
Give away my
Jesus.
myself, but I might as well. I'm on the highway to hell. Sometimes I feel doomed, totally consumed by an eerie feeling. I hear pigs squealing, soldiers are marching, are torching huts. The girls on MTV are shaking their butts. I'm hyper than a
techno.
Are you from LA?
That entire track. Exhibit, right? Like, what the fuck? Exhibit was putting out a lot of great music, and then, like, he got on television, and it just, I feel like it probably fucked up his whole shit. Or if he looks at it, I mean, whatever, he probably was well paid for all of it, so at some point he's like, well, you know, these are the choices I made, but... When did Exhibit put an album out last? Like, it's probably, like, recently, but, like, now it's, like, no one is checking to see if Exhibit put an album out. It's just the city things I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong.
I just want to see what you're doing and everything today. You doing anything?
What do you want me to do?
To see if may I come over or something? Do something, watch a movie?
You know my address?
Yeah. I've been over there before.
Not with me.
iPod locking up. It had enough. Yep. The iPod said, ah, fuck it.
10 years ago, I used to listen to rappers flow, talking about the way they rock the mic at the disco. I liked how that shit was going down. Dreamt about ripping the mic with my own sound. So I tried to write rhymes something like them. My boy said, that ain't you, Ike. That shit sounds like him. So I sat back, thought up a new track. Didn't fantasize, kicked the pure facts. Motherfuckers got scared cause they was unprepared. Who would tell it how it really was, who dared? A motherfucker from the West Coast, L.A. South Central, fool where the Crips and the Bloods play. When I wrote about parties, it didn't fit. That was the real shit.
That was the real shit.
See, the thing that's got it all fucked up now is camera phones. How the hell am I supposed to be able to do a line in front of complete strangers when I know they've all got cameras?
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a bit spoiled. But when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't famous.
The celebrity pages in papers don't tell tales that are always to the line of the truth. It's to the line, which is most likely you'll have the time or enough finance to sue. Which is why it's so frightening buying papers in the morning, fearing the next night's skin a scoop. Cause I used to believe what I read, so now I know that others will believe that it's true. But I realise with you the truth can be a whole lot worse than the fact. My whole life I never thought I'd see a pop star smoke crack. And I must admit I was quite shocked with that thing you did with me on my back. But outside in the lobby I shouldn't have laughed when you slapped that man.
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a bit spoiled. But when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't famous.
So much fun, I really got to like you more than you like me. I really hope that you stay. Considering the amount of prank you've done, you looked amazing on CD UK. You learned that since new promo, cameras flashing, get in the van, zoom away. I wake up, I miss my beat, feel hungover, and sorry for my doobie day. But I know I got a bit close to you, and that you found it fucking boring. You taught me so much about how to deal with the fire I'd fallen. What version of a rumour would next day be everyone's story of me? You taught me all the realities and turn the page and ignore them.
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a bit spoiled. But when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't famous.
To rest my beer hat, delete my dealer's number and unroll my banknotes. And we were on borrowed time anyway, what with the daily toilet papers not knowing. And I knew that when the people who thought they knew you, when they found out, I would have been mocked. Which is ironic, cause in reality, standing next to you, I'd be fucking shocked. Whenever I see you on MTV, I can't stop my big white smile. And past the children's appeal, I see the darkness behind. We both know the scratches on my back much better than their illusion lies. I miss the bitching and shouting, but I'm glad I got out in time.
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get
a bit. Ah, good, it came out. It came out. You must build a boat. You simply must build a boat. You actually start with a boat. You have to build a bigger boat.
You can't keep fucking pop stars.
Fucking business, man. They're industry repercussions, Michael. I know.
I don't know what I want to listen to. Like, these, a lot of these are good songs. There's a lot of good songs. But nah, I just, nope. This is a great song. This is a classic. This is an all-time classic. Sir Mix-a-Lot. His first huge hit. It's a great song. But I don't want to listen to it. What is this? I don't know. Just listen to Tommy Heavenly all day. Tommy Heavenly fan. Doesn't really do it for me the same way. Shit, I can't be in this lane anymore. Aha! Oh. Okay, then.
Comes out at night, in my glad rags, selling some of posh kids, posies and fags. I use a few spoons to get me in the mood. I never do too much, cause that makes me rude. Cause that's the trouble, when you do too much, you get a big mouth, start to lose touch. You act all hard, getting later and later. There's no fucking wonder they call it wanker later.
Dust! Magic dusty! Magic dust! Magic dusty!
My frontal lobes are fucking turned black, and when your settings gone, you can't ever get it back. All things in my nose that look like bits of fan, so sometimes I wash them up and smoke them on a can. Started in lines, chronic fucking times, got a fucking blizzard blowing through my mind. This dirty fucking habit is costing me a fucking mint. Threw my cash on the blow, and now I'm really fucking sick.
Steam hardware pre-order, says this email.
She don't like cocaine. I never saw a woman fucking complain. Like the pale skinny girl over there, she don't care. She likes to play hate games and fucking beware. She's really fucking off it, look at her eyes. Give her half a gram and she'll open her thighs. But leave her alone if I was you, brother, cause she's not the kind of girl you can take on to your mother.
Dust! Magic dust! Magic dust!
I knows you knows, if you knows what I mean. All this magic dusty, the most I've ever seen. I really gotta stop taking this shit. I really fucking want it, but it's hard to quit. This cocaine scene is for the false fuckers. I'd rather deal with people fucked up on puckers, so it's tad out posh. I need a fucking rest. Like I said, I'm maybe Jane and fucking pack press.
Dust! Magic dusty! Magic dust! Magic dusty! Dusty, dusty!
I got 3 grabs of Tony Montana, 2 grabs of Jody King, 12 grabs of Kate Boss, and an Eggie.
Yeah, my mate had cocaine, and he took all of them. My mate took them, and there was all one foot round his mouth, like Mum Rat from, Lion-O.
Yo, man, who my killer team, man? Where the fuck is my tape?
Indeed, where is my killer tape hat? Yeah, okay.
Years of selling Johnson & Johnson. I started out as a baby face monster. No wonder it's diaper rash on my conscience. My teething ring was numb by that nonsense. Gemstar razor and a dinner plate. Arm and hammer and a mason jar. That's my dinner date. Then crack the window in the kitchen, let it ventilate. Cause I let it sizzle on the stove like a minute steak. Nigga, I was cracking the school zone. Two peoples on me started jacket that was two-tone. Four lockers, four different bitches got they mule on. Black Ferris Bueller cutting school with his jewels on. Couldn't do wrong with a chest full of chains and an arm full of watches. What I sell for pain in the hood, I'm a doctor. Chicago, tried to fight the urge like Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies. Like Doughboy to Trey. If he rides, he rides. Throwing punches in his room. If he cries, he cries. We don't drink away the pain. When a nigga die, we add a link to the chain. Inscribe a nigga name in your flesh. We playing on a higher game of chess. Once you delegate his bills, who gon' fuck his bitch the best? 1 million megapixels of the Pyrex. Started on the scale.
It's a lot of megapixels. It's a very good camera.
Nigga, this is timeless. Wait. Because it's honest, pure as the
things
that
no.
Be fucking with my son.
That's actually not a very
nigga,
good.
This is Simon Says. Oh. Simon Red. Blood on your diamond till you dying dead. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You better dream, but the South just speak. You better dream.
You wanna see a dead body?
instrumentals from my mama's Christmas party. Troubles on my mind, I still smell crime. My little brother crying, smokers repeatedly buying my Sega Genesis. Either that or my auntie was stealing it. Hit the pipe and start filling it. Ooh, wee, cut me some slack. We never did that. This was different. Jeez Louise, please help me relax. Quantum physics could never show you the world I was in when I was 10. Back when 9 ounces had got you 10. And 9 times out of 10, niggas don't pay attention. And when it's tension in the air, nines come with extensions. My daddy drove the quarter piece to a 4.5. Took a L, started selling soap fiends, bubble bath. Broke his nails, misusing his pinky to treat his nose. Shirt buttoned open, taco meat land on his gourd. I said, daddy, one day I'ma get you right with 36 sips. 1,000 grams of cocaine, then your name will be rich. Now you can rock it up or sell it soft as leather interior. Drop some ice cubes in it, depot hard perimeters. He said, son, how come you think you'll be my connect? I said, pops, your ass is washed up with all due respect. He said, well, nigga, then show me how it all makes sense. Go figure, motherfucker, every verse is a brick. Yo, son, dope, nigga. Now reap what you sowed, nigga.
Please reap what you sowed, nigga.
I was born in 87, my granddaddy a legend. Now the same shit that y'all was smoking is my profession. Let's get it.
You better think what comes out your speaker. You better think. You better think what comes out your speaker. They must be on the digger. They must be on the take of who?
Thank you.
song in Rock Band, I bet this song would be really fun to sing. I bet a lot of Blink-182 songs would be fun to sing. What would you try to sing like the guy from Blink-182? Not this guy. That's the thing, like him leaving the fucking band or kicked out or whatever it is, like, what's the fucking point? Unless the fucking, whoever they fucking get in there, the guy from whatever other fucking band they pulled, is gonna get, who are you? Like, fucking sing like a dumbass. You can't have Blink-182 without WAR YELL! Problem with all of the, you know, stream box hardware being all like, hey, you should really run wired Ethernet. It's like, if I'm going to run wired Ethernet, why don't I just run an HDMI cable from the computer to a TV? I mean, it'd be the same amount of work in my case, right? Yeah, whatever. I'm at the office, so... Office things to do now. Okay, here we go. Getting it going. Driving it. I'll see you later.